expression is Mark Cartiglia. C-A-R-T-I-G-L-I-A-M. Cartiglia, Mark. M-A-R-K. Cartiglia, C as in cat. Cartiglia. Date of birth, 5-5-1960. Date of visit, 7-28-22. Please make a copy for Dr. Anuporn Srisawat. A-N-U-P-O-R-N. I'm sorry, A-N-U-N-P-O-R-N. Srisawat, S-R-I-S-A-W-A-T-M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Tui, T-U-I, thank you for sending Mark Cartiglia for evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 62-year-old male with a history of shortness of breath for over 2 years. Has history of COPD and severe bronchospasm. The patient has cough with clear sputum production and has lost up to 40 pounds of weight over the past 2 years. He had wheezing or apnea, but denied any leg swelling. He has some reflux symptoms, but no nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph, past history includes history of surgery on his right elbow for osteomyelitis. And he has had a history for COPD. And a history for asthma. Next paragraph. Allergies none listed. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 48 years. And I'm sorry, not 48. For over 40 years. Did automotive work and drank alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of lung cancer. Father is in good health. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight. Fatigue and weight loss. He has had no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, no urinary symptoms, burning, or flank pains. He has shortness of breath, wheezing, cough, denies abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, no diarrhea, constipation. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. He does have anxiety with depression. He has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and denies skin rash or itching. Next, medication list included. Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Brio, 200 micrograms, 1 puff daily. And prednisone as needed. Next, physical exam. This averagely built, I'm sorry, this is a thinly built middle-aged white male is alert. No acute distress. His blood pressure is 102 over 60. Pulse is in the 85, respirations 20, temperature 97.8, weight is 104, saturation 93. On room air, HENT, head norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Sclera with clear throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with distant breath sounds. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, small and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is reactive airway disease. Number 3 is chronic cough, and number four is anxiety. Next paragraph, plant patient will be advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and CBC and a complete metabolic profile. The chest CT was reviewed and it showed diffuse emphysematous changes with mucus plugging of the lower lobe bronchi and a 6 millimeter nodule in the right lung field. Can you please add in the final diagnosis, right lung nodule, etiology undetermined. Okay, and the plan, continue with the plan. The patient will also get an alpha-1 antitrypsin level and phenotype, and an nocturnal oxygen saturation study will be done. He was placed on Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 10 days for exacerbation of bronchitis, prednisone 10 milligrams BID for 1 week, 10 milligrams daily for a week, nebulizer with albuterol and atrovent solution 3 times a day, and a repeat chest CT in 6 months to evaluate the lung nodule. If the patient has continued persistence of symptoms, we will possibly need to do a bronchoscopy to clear the mucus plugging and evaluate the lower airways as well. Thank you for this consultation. I'll keep you abreast of any new findings. Sark D'Souza. Copy for Dr. Anunporn Srisawat, Anunporn Srisawat is SRISAWAT, MD. Thank you for the consultation.